Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
What's going on, everybody? It's Benjamin Klein here today. Today we're going to be interviewing Rick Taylor out of Maryland. Rick, how you doing?
Good.
Glad you could be here with us today.
Working hard, you know, trying to get it.
Yeah, I'm working hard, I can imagine. Now, if I understand this correctly, you have two grad degrees, am I right?
Yes, that's correct. I got my first master's in real estate and development with emphasis on commercial finance and urban revitalization, more in the development field, you know, building buildings, retail, office, multifamily, that type of thing. My second master's is in public health informatics.
So with all that, you're also now juggling a full-time job and preparing for the NFL draft. Is that correct?
Yes, no doubt. Like, to my knowledge, I'm the first player in ACC history to have his master's and play in a game. With that, I was looking for new opportunities, and I was able to be picked up as a GS-9 by Department of Transportation, Federal Highways, Office of Realty in June. And so I had been with them through the whole season. They've been super flexible with me. And, you know, I would work from 6 to 1, and then I would go to practice from, you know, 2 to 7 or 2 to, you know, 9, whenever I was done watching film. And then, you know, once the season was over, you know, I transitioned into a full-time schedule because, you know, federal appointments are a blessing and they're really hard to get. And, you know, some people who aren't interested in football would want those just as much as football. So I took that as a blessing and have been pursuing that as well as my NFL dreams.
So how long have you been basically working 15-hour days?
Or more. Basically, since December, since the season ended, my schedule basically is like 5 to 7. I'll wake up, meet with a trainer, work out. So, I have to leave at like 4:30 or whatever. Then from 8 to 5, I'll be in the office, doing the work of Federal Highways. And then maybe from 6 to 11, counting travel time, I'll be, you know, working out. With, you know, another group of trainers or doing something to, put, you know, get my game tight. And then, you know, I sleep and I wake up and I do it all over again. Now, there were 2 weeks that I didn't do that. I went to Atlanta and worked out with WPI down there, Eric Johnson being the head trainer down there and Scott owning the shop down there. I went there the first week in February, and then I went there for 10 days before Pro Day. So they were really instrumental in my training. But the guy who's been working me out, kind of heading up my training out here in the D.C. area, has been Messiah, a guy by the name of Messiah. So working out at Gold's Gym over there in Greenbelt. So I've had, you know, a variety of different trainers, a variety of different people who've cared and helped me out and just been trying to peak my athleticism out.
Speaking of your athleticism, how was your performance at the Pro Day last week?
I felt good about it. You know, I felt good about the bench. You know, I felt like I could have ran faster. You know, that's the thing that I put my hat on. Some people had me, you know, from 4:33 to 4:42. And
do you wanna go ahead and let our listeners know what your numbers were?
Oh, my bench was I got 30 on the bench, which was a new record, which is a new NCAA record for DBs. Which I was really happy about, and I think I jumped 36. I think I broad jumped like 10.35. Had solid numbers in the 5.5 in algebra. I think it was like a 4.2, 4.3 something, and I think it was like a 7.6 or 7.5 in the L drill. And I felt really good about my drills. You know, felt really smooth, and that's something, you know, that I'm transitioning into, you know, my training now. It's more drill work. It's all drill work. It's all, you know, working on the field. It's all one-on-one. It's all football stuff. I think the combine and the pro day stuff is good, you know, for raw numbers. But when it comes down to it, you just got to be a playmaker. You know, you got to go out there and make plays every time you get an opportunity. And that's the type of guy that I feel like I am.
Excellent. Well, we'll get to that in 1 second. But first I want to ask you if you've had any feedback from any NFL scouts or teams from your pro day.
Oh, yeah, well, Minnesota, Cleveland, and New England have been teams that have gotten some feedback, as well as Carolina and San Francisco. So my agent's been, you know, corresponding and talking to different people. And I hope that every team is interested. But, I just want to get into the right situation where I can be used. I feel like I'm a very versatile player. Can play, both corner, nickel, dime, any of the safety positions. You know, I can do all type of special team stuff, gunner, marauder, kickoff, So I just want to get into a situation where all my talents are used and I can really use my speed and strength to dominate my opponents.
Absolutely, absolutely. Were you actually interviewed by any team so far?
No, not yet. We're still on the table right now, seeing who's going to do individual workouts, who's going to do all of that. The weekend after our pro day, we had our pro day last Wednesday. The scouts have to compile the information and do their reports, and so this Monday and Tuesday has been a process of just talking to the scouts and seeing what their interest is and what their need is. Before I actually go in there and have like an individual workout or an interview or something like that. I need to see what their need is because we want to be effective with our time too and how we focus who I'm going to go to.
Absolutely. You talked before about how being a playmaker was more important than numbers. What do you pride most in your own game?
I have 5 different coaches in 6 years. I actually had 3 major catastrophic injuries. I had an ACL in the left knee. I had a triple ligamentary tear in the right knee, ACL, LCL, hamstring, and in my right shoulder, I had 27 dislocations. So I've dealt with a lot of adversity. And in that, coupled with having 5, coaches, position coaches during that time period, I really think that the key to my game is versatility. I can show you any look, I can show you any technique, played in a variety of defenses, like 3 different shells, every coverage that there is. So what I like to do is I like to disguise what I'm doing. I like to move around. I like to have a lot of confidence out there. When I step out there and I'm across from the receiver, they know that I feel that I'm going to make the play, regardless of who they are and where we are or what's going to happen. I feel like it's going to be my play to make, and I think that's my greatest strength. I also think that, bottom line, I outwork guys, day in and day out. I'm on the grind. I'm not a prima donna guy. I'll get down in the dirt, and I'll get with you, and I'll work until there is no more work to be done. So I think those things is really like my biggest positive strength that I bring to the game and that I can bring to any team.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about the injuries that you'd sustained. Have you gotten a clean bill of health?
Yeah, I've gotten a clean bill of health. I think Pro Day basically said I have a clean bill of health. Meaning I wouldn't be able to do any of those things if I was hurt in any way.
So your body's completely NFL ready?
My body's completely NFL ready, and not only NFL ready, but I'm ready to excel. I just don't want to get to the NFL. I want to excel in the NFL, and I want to make plays, and so that I think is a little bit different from a lot of guys where, they just dream about it and they just want it. But right now, where I'm at in my training, I'm training to excel. I feel like if I get the right chance, I'm going to be there.
In your training, have you identified any weaknesses in your game that you want to improve on, that you're working hard right now to improve on?
I think that, I'm just trying to make sure everything is tight. We changed from a back pedal to a side technique with the defensive coordinator being a position coach this year. So we weren't doing any back pedaling at the cornerback position. I had to make sure and go get my fundamentals right from what I've been doing the previous 5 years, which, wasn't a big stretch. I really want to make sure that I improve my hand speed. With the league and the 5-yard rules and everything like that, it's really important that, you get hands on immediately and disrupt routes. Another thing that I want to improve on is when the ball is in the air. And that's something that in my mind I've transitioned into doing that as well as in the season. But, I want to become the receiver. I want to be able to judge the ball at its highest point and go get it and be aggressive with the ball. And I think that, those are the things that they're looking for in potential, young pro DBs. They want them to go get it. And they want them to be risk takers. They want them to not be afraid to make a play. And so, that's kind of where I'm at. And those are all things that I'm looking to improve. And I think those are things that you can't get good enough at.
Absolutely. Now, you had a long career and a difficult conference. What were some of the more difficult matchups you faced against wide receivers?
Oh, man. Probably, let me see. Preston Parker was out there for Florida State. He was tough. He was in the slot. Of course, Calvin was out there at G Tech. He was just big and physical. Really on a day in and day out basis. I mean, all the receivers were good. I mean, they were all athletic. They were all fast. They're big and they could all go get it. To be able to call out one specific guy, is a little bit tough over the years. But there were a number of them that gave me fits. But
Well, a lot of people
they
had
made
fits
me
with Calvin
better.
Johnson. No worries there.
Yeah, no doubt. But I look forward to going up against him again and dominating him, and anybody else in the league right now. And that's kind of like my mindset, and that's what every great corner's mindset should be, I feel.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel your ability is at breaking down film in preparation on the mental aspect?
That's something that I'm really transitioning in this phase, and I'm really doing more of now. I mean, so much of the training process has been physical and just getting myself right to do the pro day, and they give them the raw numbers that they want. But now it's time to transition into the film study and what the great corners do and different philosophies based upon different defenses, and that's something that I'm doing more and more now. So, from now until draft day is when I'll really be breaking down film, different defenses, different guys that I really like the way they play. I'm just doing different things. But I mean, again, I'm not going to be able to really know what defense I'm in till the draft. So the studying process for me is going to be a little bit, it's going to be broad, because there's going to be no way I can just study one team and say, oh, well, this is definitely a team I'm going to go to. Let me study their stuff, because then I could end up going somewhere else. So I'm more looking at just broad in technique and what the greats do.
Absolutely. Well, what were some of the NFL greats that have caught your eye in your film study?
Oh, well, I was trained by Derrick Green for 2 years. I think he's one of the great DBs. I mean, I think that, transition, athleticism, going up and getting the ball and when it's in the air, I think those are the things that make for great DBs. Confidence, overarching confidence, even in the face of getting beat, just knowing that you are not too concerned with what people are saying or thinking about you, but you have the ability to go make plays, and only you know what it takes to get that done. And I think a lot of corners have the kind of label of being, beating their own drum, or being weird or eccentric, but you got to be. I mean, that's a difficult position. You're on the island. And only you know what it's going to take, besides, your coaches, to get the job done. And it's not always going to be pretty. So I think to a certain extent, you got to be a little eccentric out there, and you got to know that you're not going to get any help. I mean, you all you got. So I hope that your technique and your athleticism are enough. That's how I kind of approach the game. That I'm out here on my own. I'm holding down the island, having pina coladas and daiquiris, all day serving them up.
It's a great way to think about it. It's a great way to think about it.
I even got a little umbrella out there. Stay pretty.
Just a few final questions, but one really is, if at the end of training camp, if a team asks you to go onto their practice squad, would that be something that you would be willing to do?
Yeah, I'd be willing to do it. I'd be willing to do it. I think
of course,
that's
not what you're looking for, but just in case it came down to that, would that be something that you would definitely
And you might want to switch mics, because I can't hear you that well.
Now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Perfect.
That would be something I would want to do. I mean, I think that's a road to the league. I mean, if anybody knows, it's me. That injuries happen. You want to be the next call. You want to be waiting, poisedly waiting, for your opportunity to make a play, you know, and to get into the league and accomplish your dream. And this has, you know, been with me for, you know, 10, 15 years. I've been playing this game and wishing to go to the league and dreaming of this. And so I think I would do it, you know. That's not ideal, and that's not what I feel is going to happen, because I'm going to put myself in a better situation than that, just physically. But, you know, if that's the cards I'm dealt, then, you know, God's will be done. And any success that I've had has been because of him. And, you know, I think that he's put me in perfect position to impress people and to make plays.
That all sounds great. Rick, I appreciate you coming on with me today. It was a great interview, and I wish you the best of luck. And I'd even love to be able to talk to you next season to see how everything's going during the year.
Sounds like a play.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.